Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the NHL, the NBA, Major League Soccer as well, restarting their seasons. Both leagues, actually all three of the leagues, choosing to set up shop in so-called bubbles. The players, the coaches, the team officials isolating from the public, all games being played in the same arenas. So far, so good for the leagues, with only a very small number of people getting infected in the NBA. Those players have been quarantined. Major League Baseball, however, they chose a very different route.
Well, MLB teams are traveling between cities and have much looser rules governing the movement of their players just a week into the season. The consequences of baseball's decision, very clear. Dozens of infected players, lots of canceled games, and it looks like an entire season in jeopardy. Dr. Zachary Binney is an epidemiologist and professor of data sciences at Emory University. Thank you for joining us, Doctor.
My pleasure.
So intuitively, it seems to make sense that the folks that are not kind of, excuse the pun, playing by the rules are the ones who are getting infected, and those that are clamping down tend not to be, or is that too simplistic a way of looking at this?
Well, if you sort of look at everything and scan everything at a very high level, some patterns do start to emerge. You start to see that leagues that tried to reestablish in the U.S. in a bubble, so starting with the National Women's Soccer League, going through Major League Soccer, the NBA, the WNBA, and the NHL up in Canada, have all been relatively successful. So it looks like bubble plans so far, knock on wood, are working. If you look at other countries like Germany, South Korea, even Spain and Italy, who had a very rough start but have their epidemics much more under control than we do, they were able to bring back their top pro leagues outside of a bubble, and that was okay. But when you try to do that here, as with Major League Baseball, you start to see some trouble and some outbreaks. And you actually saw that in Major League Soccer, too, just before their Dallas and Nashville teams entered the bubble. They got exposed, and those sparked some outbreaks.
Major League Baseball games started being postponed just 4 days into the season. Doc, is there any way that we see an end to the Major League Baseball season, or is this doomed, unfortunately?
No, I wouldn't say it's doomed just yet. I think it would be premature of Major League Baseball to scrap the entire season right yet. But, we do have a couple cases right now on the Cardinals that could turn into more, or it could not. We just don't know yet. We need to wait another day or two. But, we saw the big outbreak on the Marlins, and that's in MLB's Eastern Division. They've split into geographic divisions, East, Central, and West. St. Louis is in the Central, so they've had no contact with the Marlins. So if we see a big outbreak like we did on the Marlins happen on the Cardinals, then that suggests that this is just going to keep happening and that maybe you do need to think about suspending the season. But I'm not saying that right yet.
You know, in some ways, it's kind of interesting that these teams are all sort of canaries in the coal mine. I mean, you can kind of see what each one does and how they do or don't get infected. Are there lessons that people outside of these teams and other spheres of the economy can learn from this?
Well, I think what you see is something that we already knew, which is that a lot of close contact among people living in communities, particularly communities with a lot of virus like Miami, the virus can move through a group like that pretty quickly. And we've seen outbreaks on, high school football teams, meatpacking plants, prisons, basic training in the army. If you have a lot of people in close contact and you're not doing very, very frequent, very fast turnaround testing, the virus, including of asymptomatic people, then the virus can rip through any of those groups.
I know you've advised the leagues, and I don't know if we can place fault here, but if there is a fault, is it with the players and their union or the league officials and the team owners?
Oh, I don't think we know enough to place any fault yet. And even then, I don't think that would be productive. The truth is, to have any chance of playing in a bubble or not, everybody needs to work together and be pulling in the same direction. And everybody's goal needs to be the same, which is to have the season finish, but only if you can provide a safe environment for players, staff, and their families. That has to be the goal of everyone involved, or it's going to end in disaster.
Fair to say it turned out to be a good choice by the Canadian government to shut down the border to Major League Baseball?
I have to say it looks like a better choice now. Honestly, a couple weeks ago, I thought that, if everybody was being tested every other day, that teams going to Toronto would not be a major risk for an outbreak. But I am clearly revisiting that now. Imagine if the Marlins had started this season in Toronto. That would have been an absolute nightmare.
Dr. Binney, thank you. Dr. Zachary Binney, he's an epidemiologist, professor of data sciences at Emory University.